You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Shay Fu there, of course, with Machine Talk off the absolutely iconic 1998 album, To Be Specific, which just has so many legendary songs on it. I was just looking through the track listing again and realising how many of them are completely iconic in their own right. Good album, that
it's
one,
Tess. It's a brilliant album, that
and
one.
And it still sounds so
you're
fresh.
You're quite a big fan it of that
sound
album,
fresh,
aren't you?
Yeah, I love Shay Fu.
Yeah, it actually totally does sound like it could have been made yesterday. It's amazing, yeah. Hey, how are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you.
What are we talking about today?
Well,
you've been weirded out, haven't you?
Normally I wouldn't have gone anywhere near this.
So this was a listener's
this
selection.
This was a listener one, and it's the Mandela Effect.
Right.
I can't explain.
Why would you not go, firstly, why would you not go anywhere near it? Normally?
Well, as I start reading it, you'll understand, you know what I'm
all
like.
Right. Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
It's a phenomenon where a group of people collectively misremember a fact or event.
Okay. So now, it's like kind of collective amnesia.
Yeah. Paranormal consultant Fiona Broom coined the term. She, along with other people, remembered Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 80s rather than from illness in 2013.
So they just completely misremembered.
I'm going to stop there and just backtrack a little bit. First off, paranormal consultant.
What is that?
Exactly. I put that in the same
league.
Did you
Google that? What is that?
Well, I did. She's out there. She saw a first ghost when she was 8. My mind started wandering then, but I thought, no, I'm going to stick with this.
So this is slightly outside your realm of credibility, is it?
I put paranormal consultants on the same league as psychics and mediums, very irresponsible people, to be honest with you.
Well, that's a controversial statement there, Rob.
Yeah, anyway.
Jess has got her hands on her hips.
Plus as well.
Carry on.
Plus
onwards.
As well, where were they all when he was released from prison? All that stuff that happened. He even met the Spice Girls. How would you not have remembered that?
Yeah, no.
That's quite iconic. I mean, he did a lot of amazing things, but he did also meet the Spice Girls.
That was the first thing that I didn't even have to Google that because I remember that. Do you know what? I've got a Spice Girls jigsaw that has never been, it's all wrapped up.
What?
Whoa, collector's item, Rob.
No, I'll tell you why, because I used to have it in my house just to see people's reactions
when they
thought I'd like the Spice Girls.
You do, though, right?
I love them.
Yeah, see? I think
it's when Britain was really great, and it all just started, and then you got Brexit and all that. Anyway, that's probably the Mandela Effect.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
After that,
maybe we'll just work out one day that we all just collectively misremembered it. Brexit's not going to happen.
Brexit,
that'd be great.
And Trump really isn't in power.
Oh.
But after that, a whole load of other examples started popping up on the internet. Now, this one freaked me out. There was an actual map of Australia, and New Zealand was to the left of it.
What?
Seriously.
Like a map was created by a person, though.
Yeah.
So someone made
the map.
Yeah,
it's probably, no one knows where it is, we'll just bang it over there.
Yeah.
So lots of people actually think it's west of Australia.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Right.
So does that come under the Mandela Effect?
This is all the Mandela
Effect.
Because
I feel like that's just
people bad geography.
Just not, yeah.
Like, but I don't see how that isn't a paranormal effect.
I don't think there is any such thing as a Mandela Effect,
right.
And I'll explain to you why. I mean, most of the other examples I've got, just they don't make any sense to me. It's wrongly recalled that C-3PO from Star Wars was completely gold, but it's not. He's got a silver leg.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
He's got a silver... What?
He's got one leg is silver.
Oh. No.
So people were saying...
It's completely gold.
But you could just...
You could just
I know.
Okay, carry on. This is wild.
Another Star Wars one is, Luke, I'm your father, is one of the most famous phrases ever. He actually said, no, I am your father.
Not Luke.
Yeah.
But is this not just like
people not
repeating
things?
People not paying attention.
That's what
exactly.
It is. False memory or misinterpreted memory, or it's actually called confabulation. I think we all have
confabulation. That's a great word.
It's like Rickyisms. Now, because of watching Trailer Park Boys so much, I don't do it for effect, but some of the Rickyisms have now become part of my thing.
Characteristics, yeah. Thing you do. Yeah.
I'll say Catch-23, and, you know, it's not Rocket Appliance and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's almost a part of it.
So you're kind of suggesting it's just people misremembering stuff.
Yeah, I think so. It's like... A couple of times someone's passed away and I've seen it and I thought, I thought they were already gone.
Yeah. Right.
So it's,
it just happens. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in your brain.
I think there's so much stuff going on, you can't...
But I think what's interesting about this is the whole, like, the belief in the paranormal side of it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, like I'm not a ghosty person or anything like that.
You know what this is making me think? This has just reminded me that I read this article last year, and I think this is maybe the Mandela effect as well. And it's about this movie from the 90s, a cheesy 90s movie.
Yeah, with...
It's called Shazam.
Yes.
But there is no evidence that the movie was ever made.
Yes.
But all these people on the internet remember it. And this is going to make me sound completely crazy, but I swear I can remember it as well. And I was trying to tell my flatmates, and they're like, no, you're just crazy. You've just read this article. I'm like, I swear when I was a kid, I watched this movie. And it's like a genie movie, basically. Yeah. I feel like
so there's
people,
like forums of people who collectively are like, I remember the movie.
There is such a hectic Reddit thread, and people are like corroborating each other's like,
well, that's
this
the
is the
thing.
Thing.
I think that happens. It's almost like you're creating this whole story with other people because
but it's bizarre because I was like, this is completely bonkers.
It's only fake news, really, I suppose, in a way.
Someone did text in, they said NZ is left of Aussie if you go west enough
and around.
I know, but on the map you can actually see it. Yeah. Anyway, this Fiona Broom, she puts it down to movement between parallel realities.
Okay. See, this is what I'm interested in.
Within each universe, alternative versions of events and objects exist. So someone's been mucking around travellers.
Just repeat that one more time.
Doctor Who.
Mainly movements between parallel realities, and this is based on the theory that within each universe, alternative versions of events and objects exist.
What?
This is when I start, this is just rubbish.
Well,
rubbish.
You know, I'm inclined to believe that, but I also am still absolutely freaked out by this Shazam movie because I swear
that was actually one of them. That you can go on there. There's a site for it and everything. People are putting stuff in, and that is one of them.
The article
that makes more sense to me. If people are putting all this information into these places about this thing, of course you're going to think it happened because you've
created a memory.
You have created it
exactly
at that point.
Like, if people want to read up about that, there's quite a good article called "The Movie That Doesn't Exist" and the Redditors Who Think It Does. If you've got 20 minutes to kill, I did one afternoon last year.
I've got two of my favourite things for the Mandela effect is evidence changed in history are caused by time travellers. You've got time travellers.
That's probably true.
Rather than stopping something that was really important, let's just pretend there was a movie.
Like they just said that, you know, Nelson Mandela didn't meet the Spice Girls.
And claims that distortions result from spiritual attacks by Satan, black magic and witchcraft.
Blimey.
So she's nuts. She's nuts. I think it's a thing, but... Don't make too much out of it.
Someone's just texted in, the Shazam film you're thinking of had Shaquille O'Neal as the lead. People know this bloody movie.
It doesn't exist, Rachel.
Someone else says NBA star Shaquille O'Neal made a genie film called Kazam in 1996, but I'm not thinking of Kazam, I'm thinking of Shazam, which is very different, but also this is all in the article as well. Everyone's like, oh, it's just people thinking it's this Shaquille O'Neal movie.
I think all we got to do is just pay attention.
We are wrong.
Yeah, I know. It gets
See,
me.
See, this is interesting because I feel like it's happened to Rachel, but you're here not
out.
Believing it. But these time travellers have gone and they've changed it.
Yeah, but
and
if
so
you're going to be
Rachel
a time traveller, come back and don't say it's about some stupid movie or,
do something important.
Like it's Sex in the City. A lot of people, it's Sex and the It's actually called Sex Kazam. And the City.
There's Kazam. Seriously, there's Kazam. And there's Space Jam.
So and you're mixing them together.
I'm saying, guys... There is a movie called Shazam out there.
There is this year.
There is a movie called Shazam this year?
This year, yeah.
Time Travellers.
Well, you know what, guys?
Time Travellers. There you go. Boom.
I agree with all the Redditors that Shazam's a movie and there's a conspiracy that's pulled off.
But Rob's just sat here and he's explained to you why it's not real.
Nah, I don't... I mean,
Well,
Shazam.
Now I'm actually doubting myself, Rachel, did this actually happen?
We're all going completely bonkers together in the studio this morning.
Text in 5395. Just let us know what's reality.
And another subject.
I'm not really sure anymore.
And another subject for me for next week.
Oh, yeah. And text in
that was a good one.
That was a good one.
It got me out of my comfort zone.
That's what I was about to say. Text in some subjects that might freak Rob out.
Yeah,
ghosts, forget it. I'm not doing them no more because they don't exist.
Too freaky. Thank you, Rob, for bringing up the Mandela effect today.
Or
did you? Oh, my God. Dun, this is all a collective misremembering. I'm telling you, though, guys, go Google that Shazam movie. It's real. It's real, I swear.
No, it isn't.
It is, Rob.
It's not real.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.